Edmonton's JJ Mix. The main event, cage sport heavyweight champ Anthony Hamilton of Kent faces the previous champ Matt Kovacs of Arlington. Cage Sport 26, Saturday, August 24th. Tickets at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
At KeyBank, we know what you want in a bank.
I want more.
Good, because we start with $200 when you open a qualifying checking account and make one direct deposit of $500 or more within 60 days.
More, please.
How about our relationship rewards program?
That is more.
The average enrolled KeyBank customer gets rewards of $100 a year for everyday banking transactions, like using their debit card, online bill pay, and making ATM deposits.
Okay, tell me more.
For your $200 and more, just visit a KeyBank branch or go to key.com/200 for all conditions and requirements. Member FDIC.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
Ah, grilling. It's all about freshness. And of course, the great taste that only comes with great barbecue. What's your favorite? Salmon? Steaks? Brats? Whatever you like to grill most, at QFC you'll find carefully chosen, responsibly sourced meat and seafood. And if you need suggestions on the best way to prepare your barbecue, just ask one of the experts at the QFC meat counter. They're always happy to help. From the marinade to the meat, the best barbecues start at QFC. And you know you'll find it all at the low prices you expect. It's time to fire up the grill and make the most of the season. So go ahead, let's get grilling.
Right now at QFC, grill up barbecue favorites grown right in the Northwest. Pick up Draper Valley boneless, skinless chicken breasts in the family pack. And when you buy one, you'll get one of equal or lesser value free. And get two 16-ounce containers of Driscoll strawberries for only $4. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
It's Toyota's once-a-year nationwide clearance event. If you're wondering if you can still get a great deal on a new Toyota, yes, you can. But you better hurry. They're going fast. Now you can get 0% APR limited-term financing on 12 new 2013 Toyotas, including Camry, Corolla, Prius, Prius V, Prius C, Prius Plug-in, Avalon, Benza, Sienna, Highlander, Camry Hybrid, and Tundra. That's 0% financing on 12 different Toyotas. Limited-term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee of up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. Excludes Highlander Hybrid. And unlike Honda, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance program that includes roadside assistance. But you better hurry into one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota's once-a-year nationwide clearance event ends September 3rd. Get complete details on over 30 Toyota offers at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hurt in a car accident? Call 1-800-INJURED for a trusted law firm with proven results. The Bernard Law Group has recovered tens of millions of dollars for injured clients. Call 1-800-INJURED for a free consultation or visit 4injured.com.
Lady had some coins from the 60s that were in an old piggy bank. So she went to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins and walked out with $1,800. If you have a coin collection, find out what it's worth at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
Mike Rowe here. If there's one thing I've learned from my buddies at Ford about brake service, it's this. Stopping is good. You know what else is good? Brake service at your Ford dealership.
Stop in for Motorcraft brake pads installed. Now $99.95 or less minus up to $50 in mail-in rebates when you use the Ford service credit card. That's just $49.95. Taxes extra. Rebate by check. Subject to credit approval. Pads or shoes on most vehicles. One axle. Exclusions apply. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/13.
This report is brought to you by Allstate.
Renting is mayhem. But with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure your staff is covered. And when you add it to your auto policy, you can get renter's insurance for around $4 a month. Visit Allstate.com today to get a quote. Are you in good hands?
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. Good morning. It looks like a pretty easy morning right now. Really not seeing too much getting in your way. We are working with just a little bit of crowding on the Valley Freeway northbound as you head through the Sumner area. We do have an accident reported in the Tukwila area. I-5 northbound approaching that 405 interchange kind of near South Center. Reportedly in the right lane, and we are seeing a little bit of a heavy delay through that area as well.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Ninety-five seven KJR. Good morning. It's Monday. Today's the 12th of August, 2013. This is Bob Rivers along with Spike O'Neill in Downtown Joe.
Jody is out sick today. That never happens to her. But it's about time. It's about time she got sick and threw up because of us.
Cumulative.
Yeah.
It's cumulative.
She will no doubt be driving home listening to this. Jody, that's it. We got to find a replacement. She's unreliable.
No, don't say that. Because she, poor, I felt so bad because she was here today. And all of a sudden, she was like, started puking all over the studio. And she didn't want to leave. And
I said, know. That's crazy of her.
I know. I can't believe it.
So home.
Of course.
Did you? Wait a minute. Was she really puking, or was it movie puke, stage puke?
No, she
smells like pea soup in here.
She wanted to make sure that she had a good excuse to be sick. So you can't just call that in. You got to go in and go.
No, she was not pulling a Joe. No, she was. No, it's kidding, Joe. No, she was really feeling so bad. I felt so bad.
So why did she come in if she felt that bad?
I don't know. She walked in saying, "You know, I don't feel so good. I have a migraine," and then all of a sudden, just started puking all over the place.
Oh man, I hope she's okay.
I hope so too.
Do you know if she puked on that salad over there yet?
She left all her food.
I'm going to eat that if she didn't puke on it already.
That one has a name already. It's called Bob Rivers because he already planned it.
No, I don't want her food. We talked about stealing her food.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. We're brutal around here. It's like, one man down. Hey, I want his shoes.
What'd she leave
on? I'll take the tie. Give me that vest.
Does that work in the Wild West?
That's how it works.
Yeah.
In the military, too. When a man's down, you take his stuff, right?
Well,
if it's the enemy. Well, even if it's your buddy, he would want you to have it.
No, I think you take provisions that can help further the cause. You, of course, take his ammo and his weapon. You take his dog tags if
I
you
think
can't
you're supposed to go home and take care of his wife. I think you take everything.
I saw that movie.
I don't know. So Jody left that behind. She would not want to see it go to waste, Joe.
Is it just a salad? Anything better?
Look at you guys. Don't you guys already have breakfast?
Actually, I do. I have a banana right here in this pouch.
One banana?
Well, I have two.
You have more than that.
I have some pluots.
What's a pluot?
That is a cross between a plum and an apricot, I believe.
Oh.
And it is one of the finest pieces
That's
of
a lot
fruit
of fruit
you'll ever have. I'm not saying I'm going to eat it all. I'm just grabbed what I, you know, what I grabbed on
Got
the way
it.
Out.
Do you have any protein?
Yeah, I've got some yogurt.
There you go.
I've got some peanuts.
Good Lord, dude.
You got some peanuts?
Yeah. You never know when you might need some peanuts. And I had some oatmeal already, so I think I'll survive.
You're fully set.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, her breakfast is up for grabs there, whoever wants to grab it. I looked at it. It's pretty high caloric. The salad is 390 calories.
Wow.
Then there's yogurt, which you guys all have yogurt with sugar in it. I never get the yogurt with sugar in it.
You like just the...
I just have the plain Greek yogurt.
That's good.
It's good for you.
Some fresh berries in there, which you have no shortage of.
Yeah, we are crazy with strawberries. I mean, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, and blackberries all at once.
Must be because your elevation, because strawberries are done, or were done.
Well, we have some of the ever-bearing kind. Hmm. You can get a kind that just keeps shooting out berries. I wonder how they... like get something to become ever-bearing. You take certain kinds of flowers, certain kinds of fruits that are supposed to just ripen once, and you buy a variety. And again, this is man breeding dogs. Man,
GMO kind of stuff?
I don't know how. Hey, Eric, how do they breed and create strains of things? This is mad. There's a whole mad science going on about how man manipulates, you know, plants and animals. We don't talk about it much, do we?
No, not that much. And basically what they do is they decide which traits they like. And so they'll take a strain of a particular fruit or vegetable that has, I don't know, maybe it ripens longer or ripens shorter or has more sweetness or more whatever quality you want. And they will take the seeds of that, and sometimes they'll extract some of the DNA from that seed.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then they'll put it into another seed to make sure that literally they match.
Man. Yeah, it's freaky. You know, I almost don't want to know how much science knows.
Right.
Because then I would start getting paranoid that they're messing with humans.
You're plue
out. I'm the result of some bad government experiment gone awry. I always felt that I perhaps
was. We're all so tall these days.
But, so there's a kind of raspberry that you think it's done, And then, boom, it starts flowering and berrying again, and it's an ever-bearing.
We figure out a way to trick it, basically.
I don't know how they do it. But last year, I picked my last raspberry in November.
Wow.
And the strawberries, I was aware of this kind a decade or so ago. I saw some of these. They're still shooting out strawberries. So that's good. The blueberries are going crazy. Inviting friends over to pick. You want to come pick again?
I need to because I gave all the rest one away. I need to stock up for winter. I need to, you know.
Yeah, you have no trouble squirreling away stuff, though, I see. You got a tree full of stuff for this morning.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty. Mm. I mean, and I have a fruit stand a block from my house. It's got berries like crazy, but free is a good price, so I appreciate the offer.
Free, except you got to do the labor.
Right.
So, it's bountiful, folks. I hope you're enjoying your bounty. Even if you just go to the store and pick it up, know that this is the time of year that it's all sweet and ripe.
So those pluots local, the Northwest pluots?
These are...
You shouldn't be buying something from Chile this time of year,
man.
Oh,
no, these are USA for sure. They might be California, but... Yeah.
He doesn't care about his carbon footprint.
Yeah, they're from the USA.
He doesn't care about his footprint, period. It's the heaviest footprint going.
I bought them a block from my house. That's as close as you can get. I mean, as far as...
Yeah, but he means where are they grown?
I mean, I know when you brought your peaches back from Eastern Washington, those might have been the best thing I've had all summer.
This is the classic dinosaur egg, so I think they're from around here. They're called dinosaur
eggs. It says made in Pakistan right on the bottom. Everything says made in Pakistan.
You're supporting the fine.
You're supporting terrorists.
Yeah.
It says USA.
Al-Qaeda farms right there.
Yeah. Not going to get any more specific.
It's the bomb.
The Al-Qaeda U-Pick farm.
So you
watch
guys
for the landmine.
Yeah? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. I had a crazy weekend.
Yeah,
you
played a lot of gigs, right?
Well, I played two gigs. We played with Spike and the Impalers Friday night. And I played close out the Taste of Edmonds with Heart by Heart last night. And what a festival. What a town Edmonds is. Edmonds is the quintessential, beautiful, waterfront, cozy, cottagey, bed and breakfasty, you know, quilt shoppy.
High dollar view home, view property home. Tax.
Are the property taxes
oh,
high?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Are they really?
It's, you know, Edmonds is a great, we found Edmonds because we had some friends who lived there. And when we lived on Queen Anne Hill, it was always a treat to go to Edmonds to see our buddies at his house. And now we've moved up in that area and we enjoy all the benefits
right, you're,
of that.
You're close to Edmonds, but right. Still a little bit away.
I'm a shoreliner.
Shoreliner.
Officially.
Shoreline, more famous for its bail bondsman and happy ending massage parlors.
And now
the
home of green medicine.
Is it famous for the green medicine, too?
Getting there.
Yeah. Shoreline also has some really expendy coastal stuff, too.
We got some view property.
But it's Shoreline more dominated by its connection to Aurora Avenue.
Yeah. Shoreline's got the city all over it. Edmonds has dodged that bullet.
Is it because, does 99 not go through Edmonds?
No, not really. Edmonds
is 99 like the what's the big artery called?
The arterial.
No. You talk about your heart. You know that big artery.
Oh, the coronary, the coronal. Arteria is what it is.
Is it what's it called?
Aorta. Is that
aorta?
It's the aorta
okay.
of seepage
and
of
cheap
cittiness, and cheap love.
Yeah. And tattoos and.
Yeah, tattoos and bail bondsmen.
Edmonds, for the proximity to Seattle and the peacefulness it offers, has great home values. I mean, that is a good deal.
You would go there, maybe.
That city is a good deal.
So, it's school system?
Fabulous.
Or is it primarily for an older crowd?
Nope, good schools there, too, from what I understand.
They have a performing center for the arts. I was trying to figure out what's North Bend's performing center for the arts. And
you got a Grange Hall, right?
Yeah, I think we have a Grange Hall.
Don't throw that jug away.
Yeah.
That's a musical instrument.
I mean, we have a fine blues place in Boxley's, but we don't have a performings. As I was driving through last night, I was like, wow, this is a nice little town. And boy, do they go all out for the Taste of Edmonds. I mean, first off, they can charge admission, even though it's a small admission, to help offset the costs. They stack it with bands for three full days of... And they're not cheap out on the bands.
And two stages.
Well, they have four different.
Well,
they have rovers, they have a kid stage,
yep,
and
have
they
kid
have a
performers
main stage,
that rotate through, yeah.
And a beer stage. I mean, it's a big deal. Yep. It's like, I thought the Bite of Seattle is bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Numbers wise. But I don't think it's a more of a hoity toity than Edmonds. Very nicely done.
We're pretty proud of it up there.
So I enjoyed the meeting the people of Edmonds. I saw lots of friendly faces. You know, some people I never see who happen to live in that area who came out. A friend of mine who is a really accomplished, great keyboard player came out. Made me a little nervous, actually, because he texted me that he was going to be there. And I knew that I'd be being watched by a pro. And, of course, I like that. I like pressure. Otherwise, why would I be in this job?
I'll be hanging on your every note, Bob. Enjoy your show. Have fun.
Do you
like
pressure, Joe? You must like pressure on some level.
Not particularly.
But you have it every morning. You come in at 4 in the morning, and there's a clean slate.
Right.
And you have that pressure. I know you've talked about it.
Yeah. I'm not.
And when I go out sick or I take a day off, you take over the show now. That's pressure.
I handle pressure pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like pressure, but I'm not adverse to it. I'm kind of immune to it, to be honest with you. Because my feeling is, you know,
if it goes wrong, so what?
Yeah, that's kind of it.
The Bob Rivers show.
It's his show, not mine.
That's not exactly it.
What is it exactly? Because I do admire your ability to handle pressure.
Well, I figure whatever happens is going to happen, and the clock does keep ticking. It's not a whatever.
It'll be over.
It'll be over either way.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at
it. I think of that sometimes,
you
too.
You know, I think of, okay.
Like if I blow this solo in Magic Man, the sun will come up tomorrow.
Right. I find my
It may come up on people who don't think I'm very good at it.
Right. I find myself dreading things, and then I say to myself, well, this is going to come and this is going to go, you
right.
know, so don't get too wrapped up in dreading it because it's a...
You know, I was reading about a very famous guy this weekend, Woody Allen. Woody Allen is approaching 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He is still making movies. He's making like his 48th. Feature film.
He makes them every year just about. I mean, he feels an obligation to make a movie.
He is always working on a new movie. His movie budget is in the vicinity of about $18 million, which by Hollywood standards means he's an indie outsider.
Right.
But it gives him complete creative control because it's a smaller budget. He doesn't have to answer to investors or studio. So guess what Woody Allen is, for real? Insecure, under pressure.
Oh yeah. Neurotically insecure.
He's neurotic.
That's his trademark.
And what I love reading about this, because I'm neurotic, but I don't think it's okay. He's neurotic, but it's okay.
Well, that's his brand. I mean, it's part
that's
of...
That's true.
You know, that's if Woody Allen was suddenly stable and didn't worry about things... His movies would do worse than they have already.
And you know what he does on Thursday night?
Goes and plays the clarinet still.
He practices with his band, the clarinet.
Wow. Yeah, he's been doing that for
still does
50
that?
Years or
he's
more.
He's probably still nervous, too.
Wow.
Yeah, he's that's his other career, kind of, although he doesn't gain money for it.
But you know what he does on Tuesday?
Worries about the
Trolls
Thursday?
The adoption agency.
Trolls the adoption agency. Yeah,
for his next wife. Yeah, attaboy.
Well, Sun Yi is old now. She was 18, but wasn't that like 18 years ago?
Yeah, 18, 19, 20 years ago. Yeah, they've been together
now. So
he's
like 78 and she's like 36.
I didn't realize he was that old already. Wow, he's still at it.
But he says he likes the pressure. There's a part of him that is so in need of being under pressure that even though it's annoying, like it's not fun. Pressure isn't fun. It isn't fun.
I don't think anybody, you know, goes, oh, I thrive on pressure. Well, I don't know if anybody could really say they enjoy that. Maybe they're
And yet,
there.
Why do you do what you do? Put yourself, and then I'm talking to you, the audience, too. What do? Do you have a high-pressure job? Is there anybody out there who has a high-pressure job? Luciana, do you consider your job high-pressure?
No!
Break it out. Pedro, I know, considers his job high pressure.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
24/7. You got to be up 24/7. Website doesn't work. This doesn't work. You have to be there.
When a video goes viral, you'll have to be there.
You got to be there. Yeah. If you miss the chance, it's 5 seconds that you
If you miss the chance to Facebook something, it is gone forever.
Yeah, you don't get the 2,000 hits, 5,000 hits. It's insane. Nah.
That's a man under pressure.
He's totally under pressure.
Hear it in his voice.
Spike doesn't feel much pressure, do you?
Nah. You know, I'm funny. I'm of the same mind that Joe is, that this will pass. But I also try to keep in mind that this will pass. And this is something that we have an opportunity every day to really, hang out with you two clowns, which I look forward to in an insanely amount every day. And this can't last forever. It can't.
What can't last forever?
The fact that we get to do this and enjoy each other.
I was figuring it would last forever. Didn't you think it would last forever?
Yeah, I've never thought of it any other way.
And I'm just coming to that realization after this is our 25th year together.
This is our 25th year together.
It is. And this, knock wood, man, we've been kissed by something.
And I hope not either of us.
not Jody.
I tell people
we're in a
sexless three-way.
Yeah,
you and Joe and I, for going on a quarter of a century of a sexless three-way, and I hope it stays that way.
I'm glad because we needed a woman, and well, Jody's not here, but we got a replacement apparently with us. Come,
that would be a sexless four-way.
Yeah,
it's not as much fun.
All right, when it comes to pressure, they say that people out there, you people listening, are feeling more pressure than ever before. Are your lives more pressurized? Do you think they're too pressurized? Do you have a job? Is that the pressure? Is it relationships? Is it expectations? Where does the pressure come from? I maintain, at least for me, that it all comes from inside. It's an inside job. That I, like Spike says too, and Joe says, if you give it importance, if you say you have to, like Pedro, I have to blog this. That's internal. But what are we striving for if we put ourselves under too much pressure?
Every time I go to the mailbox, there's pressure there.
Why is the mailbox?
Somebody else sending me a cable bill, a property tax bill, a water bill, a garbage pickup bill. You know,
why don't you just cancel all those things, and then the mailbox would be a quiet place of tranquility.
Well, I could put ever-ripe strawberry bushes in my mailbox.
Put strawberry bushes
every time I walk
out
there, there's a tasty little reminder of there's no pressure in life.
I mean, that's another thing. I had a conversation. So I'm at a wedding. If anybody wants to tell me why you think we're under pressure and whether it matters.
Well, you flew across the country in the middle of your weekend to pay respects to – that's pressure.
If you want to tell me why we're under pressure, 877-901-0957. Are you under intense pressure? Or have you eschewed pressure? Have you said, I'm not going to live this crazy, fast-paced tweet, constant text?
I think that's where a lot of it comes from, too. You're so easy to find now, and there's so many ways for people.
For people to find you.
Yeah.
877-901-0957. How do you handle this pressure? Is it worth it? Or do you check out? So, yes, I went to San Diego this weekend. And
cousin's wedding or something?
It was my nephew.
My nephew,
Jeffrey, who is my sister Beth's son. And he is a good-looking, dapper guy, a fitness buff. Worked out with his uncle a bunch of times over the years. I was always very impressed. And he kind of, it looks like, just married an absolute perfect girl. Comes from a nice family. You know, they say good breeding. And absolutely stunningly beautiful. Like wearing a dress that makes it almost look like she's a princess in a Disney film.
Nice.
And just the absolutely a wonderful wedding. Now, her family was from San Diego, and my whole clan was from Connecticut. So they had a coin toss as to which place is a nicer place with nicer beaches, And San Diego won.
I think so.
Hands down.
You guys didn't get married on the banks of the Mississippi?
No.
The St. Louis Arch to split the difference?
Is it like La Jolla area? Or?
It was the Mission Bay. There's a beautiful
Mission Bayo or Mission.
No, there's a bay right near the city. It's it's just gorgeous beaches everywhere you look. And the wedding was on the beach. It's weird having people in somewhat formal wear, where half naked women frolic in the background.
It's a great wedding.
While you do your vows. Andrew tweeted from there. He said, are the women of Southern California more beautiful, or is it just that they're wearing practically nothing all the time?
No, they're more beautiful.
Why, it's both.
It's both.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, man. It's the breeding. You called it. People have made their way to the beautiful parts of the world and have bred with other beautiful people. And
they have bred that way.
They've bred the ugly right out of that town.
So here was this, you know, ginormous family gathering. And all of the family come from afar to join these two in holy liquor and, you know, very, very extravagant food. And what a beautiful... Oh,
sounds like a spindy wedding.
Oh, it was spindy. Yeah. Spindy, as you say.
Yeah. Right on the beach in Mission Beach, you know,
And I'm not that way. I don't sit there and go, whoa, look at a load of those flowers. Those flowers must... Well, I am that way, actually.
Yeah.
I just did it. I did. I sat there and I went, wow, I wonder how much each one of those... I said, the tables were overflowing with bouquets, giant, beautiful white rose bouquets everywhere. And the dessert thing, Joe, whew, you got to stay away from that without some sort of defibrillator handy.
So did he marry into some rich in-laws there?
Oh, I don't know. What? That's crass of you.
Well, I'm just
but those
wondering.
Flowers. those flowers.
Oh, $500 a setting, I got to tell you. Oh, my God.
So are you going to go to, I mean, you probably have. I'm just doing the numbers on how many brothers and sisters
you're
you
doing
have.
The numbers, too? That's crass,
well, Joe. You probably have a lot of nephews and nieces.
I do. Not everybody could make it.
And that's
people
what
had to work. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering, are you going to, I mean, you've kind of set a standard here now that you've showed up for a nephew's wedding. There would probably be many more to follow.
I go everywhere, and I have like 17 nephews and 65 nieces. Yeah,
right.
I have tons of them. And Lisa has even said, well, we're going to have to fly you, you know. And we flew Andrew, because Andrew can't fly.
Right.
He can Corolla around the country. but it was fun. It was, you know, I love seeing my brothers and sisters. It's and seeing how they're doing.
Great family gathering.
Yeah. And it was a gorgeous ceremony with, like yours, you know, with little kind of some humor thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who married them was a fisherman. And he had just been fishing on the banks of some river for, I think, steelhead.
Wow.
And he was described how he would tie a fly with a special knot. And he would cast it into the river. And I thought, this guy, he's supposed to be marrying these two.
Right.
And he's going off on a tangent about fly fishing. And he goes, he'd tie this special knot. He'd cast it in there. And if you're lucky enough to hook a big, beautiful steelhead and you pull it to shore.
Right.
And you gently remove the hook and it's catch and release and you put it away. And he says, but here I am today. And none of the knots I tied will be as strong or enduring as the knot you two tie today.
No.
And may I also mention to both of you that your catch and release days are over.
Yeah.
It was a very cute little fishing story.
These are your keepers.
She's
right?
setting the hook, young man.
Yes, she is.
Setting it deep.
Thoroughly set the hook. Hey, we have a prize this morning that is a big-time prize. For all you 12th men, it's the Seahawks sold-out training camp.
Sold out training camp tickets. Now, text this word to qualify.
Text the word Hawks to 52309. That's 52309. Text the word Hawks. Do that right now, and we'll draw someone to win a pair of Seahawks sold out training camp tickets. We're going to be doing this every hour. That's how big it is. It's exciting. We have all the tickets for the sold out training camp. Hawk and roll, baby. With 95.7 KJR FM. All right. Every hour until Tuesday, August 13th. So one more day.
We're going to hit this thing hard.
It's
It's going to be beautiful.
Winners will be contacted at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. So keep texting, and we'll contact you if you win at at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. It's a pair of tickets to the sold-out training camp Wednesday, August 14th at the VMAC. All the texting qualifiers will be put into the drawing, and a bunch of winners will be chosen. Okay, the keyword, we're supposed to spell Hawks, really? All right, I'll spell it. H-A-W-K-S. Hawks.
Because we're an equal opportunity prize giveaway here. Yeah. You know, no matter how dumb you are.
It was fun to see. I like weddings. I remember mine. And, of course, if if you've been married like we have for a good, a couple of decades or three, you know that it's a day that you never forget. Even those of you who might like to. Because statistically, they don't all take.
Yep, and even the ones that don't, you certainly still remember that day.
And it's a special day. The guy has all his friends, the groomsmen, and the bride has her special maids of honor. And everybody's dressed up beautifully. And they're at their peakness. Their peak of ripeness, I would say. And I don't mean that in a crass way. I just mean that, people are like fruit. I mean, there's a certain point where they look ripe for the picking. And it's most, a certain age.
Yeah. They're never going to look better than they
do. Never look
right
better. And it's important. It's set up by nature to procreate the species. It's not,
And most of them work pretty hard. I mean, they set that day several months out so they can train for it. I mean, people go into wanting to look good on their wedding day, and they'll lose weight.
Did you work for your wedding day?
Yeah, I lost a good bit from the time I proposed.
No
the
kidding.
Time we were
I
married.
Never noticed that.
Yeah, I started walking to work every day, and that back then, that was enough. That was enough extra to knock me down about 20 pounds.
So the wedding gets underway. It's in San Diego. Now, I had just played the night before, which meant a Alaska Airlines flight. I check in, to a room, barely enough time to sleep, get up, and then start socializing and meeting and seeing your family, which I don't get to see my family that much because I'm a transplant. How many people who live here are transplants and your family is elsewhere? Statistically, for Seattle, it's more than 50% of you listening right now have your family somewhere else in the country.
Very few Washingtonians, people born in this country, especially people our age. I mean, we're raising a generation of them. Our kids were all born here, but I was 10 years old when I moved here, and I think I've been here longer than any of
us. The population of Seattle, when we arrived in 1989, was about 1.7 million, the entire market, and now it's 3.4, 3.5, something like that?
Last I saw it was 3.3, but I can check real quick.
Okay, yeah. How this area has exploded.
We're getting ready for another explosion, too. I can feel it.
What do you mean?
Well, we're just going to have a huge influx in the next decade. It's going to grow a lot.
Is this something you read?
No. This is just something
In your bunion?
Something I can feel. Yeah.
I feel it. Yeah. It's ripe.
People are going to just explode. There's going to be people come from all over the world.
You think it's, people are going to have a bit more babies, or do you think more people are deciding to move here?
More people will decide to move here because there will be opportunity here.
See, I'm not so sure I see that. That's interesting. We're the land of opportunity?
Well, I think so. I mean, as far as the companies go, some of the fastest growing companies in America are based here. Amazon being one. Starbucks is still doing pretty good. Boeing is going to be building planes for...
But Starbucks grows all over the world.
Right, right.
Amazon grows all over. I ordered something from Amazon yesterday while waiting for my plane, and they said guaranteed delivery by Wednesday. So I know it ain't coming from Oklahoma. In other words, wherever you are, they have drop ship warehouses. They're everywhere. They are global.
That's true.
Now, the reason we're going to be and Joe's right about us exploding.
You think this area is going to explode?
Yes, because we have the one thing in the world that is going to become scarcer by the day.
Which is?
Water. Earth's drying out, man. People are exploding everywhere. And water is going to become the most valuable element on this planet. And this part of the country...
Well, when we have water, what you mean is it rains too much in November. Not we have lots of drinking water. Because we, if we have a dry summer, actually, I'm surprised we aren't even being told to conserve now. I don't think we have, like, extra water.
We don't have extra, but we have some. And there are parts of this country drying up like beef jerky.
You think that's climate change is going to cause this?
I do.
Well, that really happens so slowly, though.
I'm not saying they're coming
next
week.
It happens over generations.
I'm not saying they're coming next year.
It's
they're coming.
Yeah, it's happened since we've moved here. I mean, in the last 30 years, the climate's changed a lot.
You've seen it change in 30 years? The scientists say you can't actually see change that quickly.
Here, I haven't seen that much change. But in the
by the way, climate change, when it happens over short term, is called weather.
Right. Well, the glaciers.
It's not climate change.
Just in our lifetimes, these big, huge glaciers have melted that were there. The ice caves.
It's called spring.
There's no ice caves to go visit anymore.
It's not called spring.
There used to be ice caves.
There used to be ice caves.
20 years ago. Now there aren't, from what I understand.
Yes, Eric.
I tend to side with Spike because you look at Glacier National Park. By 2030, there's going to be no glaciers.
It's going to be National Park.
Just going to be National Park.
And I wanted to let you know that we're now up to 3.5 million, so you're right.
Yeah.
See, just since you said that.
Well, a lot of people got busy during the last 9 months.
I was hanging out with a polar bear this week, and I'm like, what are you doing this far south? He said, it's colder here.
It'll be 5 million by 10 years from now. We'll add another million and a half.
You think 5 million?
I think so.
I can't stand the traffic now.
And it's only going to get worse.
I was driving around this weekend in between the airport and Edmonds and North Bend. They closed part of 405 northbound in Bellevue. They just closed it.
All weekend it was closed.
For what?
To try to make it better, get ready for all these people.
Throw another belt on it.
They've got a couple of spots there that you can't expand because there were little bridges over the roadway and stuff. So they've been working on those for about a year now, and they've completely closed it twice this summer already. Hopefully they got it done. It was supposed to reopen at 5 a.m. I don't know.
Even when I got to Edmonds, it's a beautiful town, but to get there, you have to brave through all this traffic, and you have to go through all of these, you know, you sit at stoplights behind people guzzling gas and belching smoke, and you just, too many people.
Yeah.
We need to, how can we, I mean, I don't want to limit the number of children people can have.
How can we convince a few to leave?
How can we, like, stop this?
We can become Detroit.
Yeah. Let's crash.
Let's just rename our city. Detroit. Yeah. See if anybody just decides.
Let people stop coming. That's funny, Pedro.
Start building the planes in Mexico.
You think see, because here's what I worry about our area. Our area, high cost of living. It's not as bad as San Francisco. You know, the Silicon Valley area, San Jose. But it is a high cost of living. And we have jobs, specialized high-tech jobs. But if you ain't specialized high-tech, you're serving lattes and burritos to specialized high-tech people.
You forgot about construction. And there are a lot of Latinos that don't have jobs anymore in California.
Right.
And when they see construction, they go there.
And when our construction business is coming back a little bit.
So when you see Latinos, construction, they come here, and Latinos have a tendency to...
Now, a lot of them had left, right? So is there an influx back?
Oh, it's going to be a huge one. Just wait a year.
So we're going to boom and be a huge high-tech mecca.
Yeah.
Now, do you like that? I say that because everything gets expensive. So unless you're really doing very well...
Well, it's not just Latinos doing the construction, too. Pedro's right, but I've got a friend who's in the Steelworkers Union, and they can't get enough employees. They cannot find enough guys to build, to haul, to run heavy equipment. They are dying for employees at the Steelworkers Union because of all the official state bird of Western Washington is the crane again.
Right.
And you got to like it if you're already here. I mean, you may not, you know, you go, oh, I wish it wouldn't grow. Well, it's going to grow. So this is another one of those things where you just have to look at the positive. The positive is you're grandfathered in. If you're
you already got a house.
Yeah. Right? Or you've already got a job. You've already got whatever you've got. You've got more than that guy who isn't here yet. So just think of it that way. Hmm. You've got a good foothold in this area.
I know. I just hope they don't cut down all the trees right up to the mountains. All right, mountain, got to stop here. Shave everything else. More mini malls.
You think we'll look at Tiger Mountain in 10 years and it'll just be little...
twinkling lights?
Yeah, little dots of light out there.
Don't invest in mini malls. Don't invest in strip malls. They're going the way. Going away. Yeah. And
now I'd love to hear that. You tell me why, because I only see more mini malls than strip malls constantly, everywhere.
Well, your superstore is pricing them out of the marketplace. How many Walmarts you get in your neighborhood this month? Two? Or this year, two of them?
There's two in Bellevue that weren't there a year ago.
Well, I see more vacancies, lease opportunities in strip malls. Everywhere I look now, you won't find a strip mall anywhere that doesn't have at least one, maybe two vacancies in that strip mall.
But I predict more Taekwondo and bail bondsmen will move in.
Well, if you're bringing new kids, you're going to need to train them up and get them out of trouble.
Retail in general seems to be suffering a little bit. The small-time retail, like you go through Factoria, that's my neighborhood mall, and there are plenty of places to put a business if you want to, you know, lease a spot. They'd love to lease you a spot.
Scott from Roy. Hello, Scott.
How you doing, Bob?
Good, sir.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, Bob, not to worry. We'll just raise the price of minimum wage, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, I saw, remember that controversy about minimum wage at fast food restaurants from last week? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I saw a thing about another country. I'm trying to remember which country it was. Their minimum wage equivalent to ours was $15, $16 already. It might be that our minimum wage is really rude and low.
Yeah, we can still get a better job, right?
Well, but I mean, there is a safety net at a bottom rung of the ladder. You could put the bottom rung wherever you want to put the bottom rung, but there should be a bottom rung if you're a responsible, reasonable citizen. Don't you think so?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Really?
No.
So you wouldn't mind? Have you traveled the world at all, sir?
I've been all around the world.
Have you? So you love those slums. You love those children dying of bad water, huh?
Well, that's a different story.
Well, that's a different bottom rung.
I love chicklets. I love little kids.
You love chickens in the streets?
Yeah, the best.
If you keep bringing everything up and everybody stays the same, but you got to bring that bottom rung up, then you have no upper rung. Eventually, you can wash it out, right?
And now you're confusing me. What do you mean?
If I haven't received a raise in I don't know how many years, okay? I'm an educated person.
Okay.
Minimum wage keeps coming up. They're getting a raise, you know, every year they're getting a raise. You bump that minimum wage up. So they keep, their living keeps elevating. Mine remains the same.
Well, yours is actually going down because you're not advancing to keep up with inflation.
Thank you. That's my point.
So whose responsibility is that? I thought I just heard you say it's your responsibility and we need to stop helping you.
No.
No, you mean we need to stop helping other people? Which is it?
You're elevating things, making the cost of everything go up, and I'm having to pay more.
I understand. I understand that raising that bottom rung, everybody has to check.
Are you in an industry that's not doing well, or do you work for yourself? Why haven't you gotten a raise?
Well, no, I'm in the construction industry. And my wages keep going away. All our raises keep going for increased medical costs. We just haven't seen anything on the checks for quite a few years.
Yeah, it has been a while since the Great Recession, and your business seems to be coming back, as Spike says, but there's been a tough couple of years. But construction is kind of cyclical that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's part of the game.
So you don't think people at the bottom rung should be brought up in time? You think they're coming up too quickly is what it sounds like.
Well,
The poor are coming up too quickly is, by the way, something you never hear.
Right. If I could just keep those poor
what
down.
What you usually hear
more.
Is the rich get yeah. richer and the poor get poorer, but you say the poor are coming up too quickly. Let's keep them down.
Well, you know, I know I go to continuing education classes that I've got to keep in order to keep my license.
Yep.
Eventually, you know, it's going to be easier just to go flip a burger because their wage is going to be the same as mine. No responsibility.
Scott, you must listen to right-wing talk radio because if you believe there will be a time that you would rather flip a burger, I believe that's total taco meat. I don't think you're talking to you're talking out of somebody else's you-know-what.
Well,
there's never a time you'll want to flip a burger.
I listen to you. It's you, buddy.
Well, then, I apologize.
Proof positive.
All right, Scott, thank you for the lively discussion, 647. We're going to talk to a very interesting actor in about 45 minutes. His name is Dean Norris, and for any of you who are familiar with the show Breaking Bad, he is DEA agent Hank Schrader, and he steals the show. He's the greatest. Breaking Bad, last night was the premiere. I did not see it. I frequently watch shows like this on demand. I hope it is on demand.
Oh, yeah. It comes on at, I think, 10 p.m., so it's a little late for you to stay up to watch the original.
Now, wait a minute. Is Breaking Bad on CBS, or is this a misprint?
No, he is also in a show which I did see a couple episodes of, and he was the best guy in that, too, Under the Dome, which was the big hit this summer, the Stephen King novel. It's about this city in, I believe it's Massachusetts.
Okay, so he's on that?
Yeah, yeah.
On this, CBS.
All of a sudden there's this freaky dome that comes down over this town, and nobody knows why or what to do about it.
Let me ask Luciana. Is he calling to promote the show on CBS and all anybody wants to talk about is Breaking Bad?
Luciana booked this interview with such a good timing because everybody's going to be talking about Breaking Bad. Nobody
he knows that. And CBS knows that too, by the way.
Of course,
they're piggybacking on Breaking Bad. Did you see the opening episode last night?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm like you. I never watched like episodes live. But yesterday was such a special place because everybody was tweeting about it, Facebooking about it. So Luciana and I were like, you know, let's be like everybody else. Let's watch it live. And it was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Breaking Bad is shot in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is about a teacher who breaks bad, who goes bad. He's a chemistry teacher, and he decides to cook meth because he has terminal cancer, and he wants to leave some money for his family. And his brother, is it brother or a brother-in-law or something?
Brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law, the DEA agent, kind of gives him the idea. This is all stuff from season one.
Season one, yeah.
And he's looking at it, and his brother-in-law looks at him like he's a loser teacher who doesn't make any money and poor, sad sack of a guy. And his brother's the tough guy who's on TV busting meth dealers. And while his brother is bragging about being on TV busting a meth dealer, Walter White asks him, he says, what did you say the street value of that was? And he goes, oh, yeah, just that little...
These guys are getting rich.
Just a little satchel of meth. And he said it was $750,000. And you could see Walter, who's like a chemistry teacher who makes dirt, thinking, I know I could cook that stuff.
And he needed it the money for noble reasons, right? Wasn't it?
He's dying.
That's the moral dilemma. Yeah. The show has moral dilemmas, most of which people cave into their base desires. But he is dying, and he thinks he won't leave anything for his family unless he makes them some money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of flaws in that argument. And you get to see all of them. He makes a lot of money, though. You would like it. You like seeing big stacks of cash.
I like
that's a turn on for you.
I do.
It's
a
turn on for everybody.
I like big money.
Is it like a turn on?
Oh my God.
Stacks of cash.
I saw this picture in a video clip. 3M makes this security glass. Unbreakable glass. And they've got a street display with $3 million in cash behind this security glass on both sides, so you can see that's nothing but cash. And it's this tape of people trying to break this glass to get the money.
Wow.
They're coming at it with sledgehammers. They're kicking it. They're throwing themselves into it.
Let me ask
Money's great.
A silly question. Goofy business to get into, but If you were down on the pier or somewhere in some touristy area, mm-hmm. and there was Cash Fantasy Land Museum, mm-hmm. just all kinds of displays of cash, gold bars, mm-hmm. stacks of thousands, would you pay $3 admission to go in and see it?
To see...
and not be able to touch it? Kind of like a strip club, only it's cash instead of women.
I'd pay $3 to go see it.
What about to roll around in it? To wallow in money and get your picture taken? That's $20.
To swim through a pool filled with cash.
I would pay more than three.
Oh, wow. That doesn't exist yet, does it?
Could
I get rich doing that?
Swim in your cash?
The way you do it is you get one of these booths, and I have seen
that. Well, when we were in Edmonds last night, they have this booth where kids roll around in little things of water. What about adults rolling around in cash?
Right, yeah. What you do is you have a booth.
Cash bath!
And you let them grab as much as they can in a short amount of time.
Yeah, but they get to keep it.
Right.
Yeah, that's a bad business model.
Right.
No, I'm talking about they get to keep nothing.
They get strip searched on the way out to make sure they're taking
it. It's like deja vu. They go home with nothing but memories.
Yeah. Well, you'd probably better have them naked in there then, because you know.
Otherwise, they'll stick it somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You know they're going to try.
Swim in the cash. 652. The government of Switzerland has issued a formal apology to Oprah Winfrey.
Speaking of cash.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 northbound approaching 405 in the South Center area. That accident got moved over to the shoulder. Unfortunately, the backup stretches all the way out past 516. Really, you're going to see heavy traffic even before 260th if you're headed north through Federal Way. So watch out for an added delay there. Ever 2 Seattle looking pretty good. A little bit of crowding approaching the I-5-405 split in Linwood and some congestion through Shoreline.
This report brought to you by 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven is the only place to beat summer heat. When you buy one large Slurpee, you can get another for just $1 every Saturday and Sunday. Stop by and stop heat in its tracks for a limited time while supplies last. 7-Eleven, oh thank heaven.
This report brought to you by Walmart.
Best weather for today, we're going to see a mix of sun and clouds, high of 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, low down to 56. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 78.
It's back to school time, and Walmart has 12-pack girls Fruit of the Loom underwear for the price of $9, all rollback for just $5.96. In fact, Walmart has Fruit of the Loom bonus packs for the whole family. So, for your back-to-school list, save money, live better, Walmart.
The world converges on the premier music event.
Can you feel it?
In the heart of the music universe.
Las Vegas!
September 20th and 21st, MGM Grand Las Vegas, with a jaw-dropping lineup of iconic stars. Elton John. A special rare performance from Queen, featuring Adam Lambert and special guests. Plus, Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, Maroon 5, Bruno Mars, Fun. Lots more.
Are you ready to go?
The hottest tickets in the world have sold out.
What?
The only way to get there is to listen, cue to text, and win your trip.
It's Vegas, baby. Do what happens in Vegas.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival, where
I can't believe it
happens. See more at iHeartRadio.com/Vegas. Brought to you by Pepsi. Live for now.
Have you got a smartphone? Then you could have iHeartRadio in your car today. Go to Car Toys right now and let the experts at Car Toys show you exactly what iHeartRadio can do for you. It's 400,000 artists. It's over 1,500 stations, including this one, at the touch of a button through your smartphone. Car Toys has the expert installations on site. The experts can show you everything they can do for your car and change your day, man. Get into Car Toys now. It's super easy. Car Toys can show you all the options for cool gear, ranging from basic to better to best. Check it out today at Car Toys. iHeartRadio is the best source of entertainment on the planet, and Car Toys can make iHeartRadio happen in your car today.
When you face your darkest hour.
Kids, we can't make it to the theater because the car battery died of natural causes. Or maybe because I left the dome light on.
And things go from bad to worse.
But Grandpa's gonna give you the next best thing. A puppet show!
Oh dear, not again.
Only one superhero is up to the task. A titan who strikes fear into the hearts of his enemies. It's...
the AAA guy.
Okay, Titan was a stretch, and his only enemies are flat tires, dead batteries, and empty gas tanks.
But the AAA guy will jump your battery so you can escape a night of punishing puppetry.
AAA guy, you saved my life.
Indeed.
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
It started with four friends. 10 days, 1,200 miles, a long, lonely highway to nowhere.
And it looks like it ended with one pretty flat tire. But don't worry. Here at Les Schwab, we can get you fixed up and back on your road trip in no time, because every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection, including free flat repairs, pre-trip safety checks, and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Mind blown.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
You and your car are like any relationship. You get out of it what you put into it. Lower quality gasoline can leave behind harmful deposits. But Chevron with Techron contains a patented polyetheramine chemistry. On a molecular level, it surrounds deposits, breaks them up, and removes them. It also coats and protects surfaces inside your engine from future deposits. So do your part in this relationship. Use the gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
Ready for school? Well, check out Fred Meyer's amazing price blasters and start filling your backpack with savings. This week, get a 10-pack of men's, women's, or kids' socks for just $8.99. Find back-to-school price blasters only at Fred Meyer.
Hi, I'm Sue Anderson with CenturyLink. And if you're like me, you want internet at a price you can count on. That's why CenturyLink high-speed internet is $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle with unlimited nationwide calling. And you get speeds up to 12 megs so you can do the things you love online. Visit CenturyLink.com/high-speed internet to learn more.
Services and offer not available everywhere. Residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Throughout the month of August, you can enjoy some terrific value dining at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn. Dine in at Spice Bay Buffet every Tuesday in August for only $10 per person. Stop in for lunch or dinner to enjoy a wide variety of world-class cuisine, like salads, entrees, even desserts. This buffet is something the whole family can enjoy. At Coyaba Grill, it's spaghetti and meatballs for only $1.99. Enjoy a half dozen Italian meatballs served over fresh, cooked spaghetti with a slice of garlic toast for less than the cost of a latte, but it's only available Monday through Thursday, so take advantage of this special while it's here. You'll also find every Monday through Thursday from noon until 8 p.m. the Hamburger Meal Deal at Island Deli, served with French fries and a fountain drink for only $2.99. Find all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com and enjoy value dining all month long at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Mike Rowe here. If there's one thing I've learned from my buddies at Ford about brake service, it's this. Stopping is good. You know what else is good? Brake service at your Ford dealership.
Stop in for Motorcraft brake pads installed. Now $99.95 or less minus up to $50 in mail-in rebates when you use the Ford service credit card. That's just $49.95. Taxes extra. Rebate by check. Subject to credit approval. Pads or shoes on most vehicles. One axle. Exclusions apply. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/13.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, 405 northbound after 44th in the Renton S curves. We've got an accident there blocking the shoulder. It was very quickly moved over to the shoulder, but still making things a little bit slow, or slower at least, through the S curves. We're also starting to see heavier traffic southbound 405 from 527 down to 522. Everett to Seattle, looking pretty decent at the moment. That commute going to take you about 36 minutes.
This report is brought to you by Allstate.
Renting is mayhem. But with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure your staff is covered. And when you add it to your auto policy, you can get renters insurance for around $4 a month. Visit Allstate.com today to get a quote. Are you in good hands?